100.3 WRMB Derek Deanna, and joining us is Aika Kendrick, the daughter of Eddie Kendricks, and she has participated in the TV One Unsung, and you had a chance to see it, Aika?
Yes, I have seen it.
And your
feeling? I like it. I think they did a really good job. I think they'll give some insight to my dad's personality and elaborate on some of the things that may have not been known before. So I think they did a really good job.
And just give us a little insight into some of what viewers will be surprised to learn about your father, Eddie Kendricks.
Just some of the ways that he tried to deal with certain situations or problems that arose through being with the Temptations and leaving the Temptations, and why he may have done some of the things that he did. He was a man of few words at times, trying to express himself. So I just think that maybe it'll give a little bit of understanding as to why he left the group and his, you know, connection with Paul and David and things like that.
What was it like for you growing up with Eddie Kendricks as a father? He was so popular, so talented. And can I tell you, your daddy was my favorite Temptation. The Temptations favorite group growing up as a young girl in Harlem. And my very first date took me to Madison Square Garden, albeit we were in the nosebleed section. I have told this story many times, but honey, my eyes were transfixed on your father.
I hear that a lot.
I bet.
Yeah, he was adored by the ladies, which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
An older brother, Paris, who lives in Michigan, and my younger brother, Paul, who lives in Toledo.
And did you guys know your father was a star growing up?
I think maybe my older brother did. He's like 12 years older than I am, so he was around it more. Me and my younger brother had to probably hear about it from other people because we weren't really in the mix of what was happening. Growing up, I just thought that, you know, he was my father. So he didn't, you know, he wasn't the type of person that would sing around the house or, you know, make that the Temptations or make his career be big. He just was, you know, he was dad. He made you eat your cereal, you know, clean up after yourself. So I didn't really know he was a Temptation until, unfortunately, after he died.
Wow. And I'm sure you're asked, do you have a favorite Eddie Kendricks song, either with the Temptations or in his solo career?
Mine is probably Each Day I Cry.
Wow. A not so well-known Eddie Kendricks song.
Yeah, I love that song.
We appreciate you. You know, we're in the middle of the Battle of the Best. We're featuring your father's music as well as one of his colleagues, David Ruffin. And, folks are voting hard and furious right now. We shall see at 1 o'clock.
That's an impossible battle. How did you guys even come up with that?
Well, two Temptations that went solo.
Mm-hmm.
So in the battle, we usually have a group or an artist, one against the other. We do it from noon to one. And today, because of the Unsung, we wanted to feature your father's music as well. So we thought David Ruffin would make the best. Who would have you pitted him against?
That's a biased question. I don't think you really can compare my dad to a lot of people or put him in a competition with a lot of people because I've never really seen anybody else do what he did.
That's very, very true. So for us, it was challenging, but we came up with David Ruffin, and so far it's resonating with the listeners. They're going crazy. They're literally going crazy.
That's awesome. That's awesome that people still are that emotionally attached to artists that, you know, haven't been here. I just think that's one of the things that makes being a part of that legacy or being attached to it in any way, like, so monumental because, you know, my dad has been deceased for a long time now. But to me, in some ways, he's never really gone anywhere because you always hear a song playing when I have tough times in life. It just happens to be one of my dad's songs that come on the radio or, you know, maybe when your self-esteem is down and Otis would text you and say, you know, hey, baby girl, or, you know, so it's kind of self-fulfilled. It just keeps going and going and going. I love it.
You're right. And you just sort of described Soulful Sunday. His music definitely lives on here. The Unsung of Eddie Kendricks coming up this Wednesday.
At 10 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining us. Soulful Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me.